A lot of landscape shifted on Monday in the old battle over Utah's public lands. President Trump's order to scale down two national monuments in southern Utah was widely anticipated by residents there. KUER's Judy Faiz traveled to San Juan County to hear what locals had to say about the new boundaries and how people feel about them.
The smell of fresh popped popcorn, the balloons, they made the Hideout Community Center festive. People here in Monticello call it overreach, how President Barack Obama declared the Bears Ears National Monument last year, and they're gathered here now to watch President Donald Trump undo it.
The president heard our voices.
Brooke Pearson has lived in Blanding almost all her life. She's a homemaker and photographer who's come to watch the speech with friends.
And our senators have worked really hard, our commissioners have worked really hard to not let this be swept under the bus and let it just happen to us. That I'm grateful for that fight. I'm grateful for what's been done in our behalf. It's what America is all about.
Listens to the local communities that knows the land the best and that cherishes the land the most.
That was exciting. I feel like he really is for the people and that he has heard us.
A billboard just outside Blanding says hashtag rescind Bears Ears. That's what many locals originally asked for. But they'll settle for the shrunken footprint Trump's just ordered. Instead of one monument with 1.35 million acres, there'll be two, totaling around 200,000 acres. That means more land where you can cut wood and drive in the backcountry. That's the kind of freedom people have always enjoyed on the federal lands here. Nicole Frankum also loved Trump's speech.
So happy. I feel our voices down here were heard. When he was talking, I felt like he really understood where we were coming from.
Smaller monuments are actually a big disappointment for others. Native Americans consider Bears Ears sacred. Graves and ancestral artifacts are everywhere, and they still gather herbs and practice ceremonies. Regina Lopez Whiteskunk fought hard for a national monument as co-chair of a five-tribe coalition.
It's just a tough day.
Whiteskunk wanted to be with other people from local tribes who were protesting alongside environmentalists Monday at the state capitol, but she had car trouble.
It was rather disturbing because I was holding back the tears, and it's just hard for me not to be emotional because it's hard not to take it personal.
The name Bears Ears, it changes to the Navajo, Shashja. It's actually a kind of jab at the rest of the tribal coalition, the Hopi, the Zuni, the Ute Mountain Utes, and the Ute Indian tribe. Nathan Wagner of Escalante is also disappointed. The presidential proclamation slices the acreage of the Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument in half.
We've been anticipating this for a while, and so we kind of knew what to look for and to listen for.
Wagner says in the 21 years since then-President Bill Clinton created the monument, Escalante's changed economically. The open spaces and the area's rich paleontology and geology became a draw for new business. The family business he's involved in includes lodging, a restaurant, an outdoor store, and a backcountry guide service. He says lots of locals have seen their future in the monument, too. But now the Trump proclamation threatens that.
It's not about giving it back to the little guy. It's about taking from everybody. And they really tried to put a lot of emphasis on kind of bringing in a certain kind of industry that they wanted, coal, an industry that economically wasn't going to make sense. And in doing so, they're taking away the very thing that we've built.
Supporters are calling the Trump plans for the monuments a way to bring certainty to rural southern Utah. But really, there's still a lot of uncertainty. One reason is that some of the changes are in Congress's hands. Another complication is lawsuits. Conservation groups and Native American advocates filed some within just a few hours of Trump's announcement. And getting decisions on those could take years. Judy Faiz, KUER News.